Hello, my name is Joseph, and today I will be discussing the great journey led by Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, known as the Corpse of Discovery. Meriwether Lewis was the leader of the expedition. He was a 28-year-old American explorer and soldier when the mission began. His main job on the journey was to document new plants and animals and create peace with Native American tribes in the land. William Clark was his co-captain or co-leader in the group. He was a 32-year-old American explorer and soldier when the expedition began, and his main job was to document the land by creating a map that showed the waterways and geographical features of the land. The main objectives of the journey set forth by President Thomas Jefferson was to learn more about the Northwest resources, to discover Native American tribes in the region, and find out if any waterway led to the Pacific Ocean. The expedition began in 1803 in St. Louis. The crew was made up of 59 people and one dog accompanied Lewis and Clark on their journey, but only 33 people and one dog left Fort Mandan. In 5 months, they only covered 1,600 miles, and not very long into their trip, they suffered their first casualty, Sergeant Charles Floyd, from what appears to be a burst appendix. They named a hill where he was buried Floyd's Bluff in his honor. Along the expedition, they stopped in many Native American villages. Although they stopped at most of them, there were over 170 Native American tribes in the Louisiana Territory, but there was one tribe in particular that became very useful to them, the Mandan Village, where they spent their first winter. There they hired a French fur trader named Toussaint Charbonnois as an interpreter for the group. He brought along his wife, a 16-year-old Shoshone woman named Sacagawea. She became very useful along the trip, especially because she knew the languages of the Native Americans and helped ease tension between the tribes they encountered. In January of 1805, they joined the Mandan in a buffalo calling and hunt buffalo together. They stayed with the Mandan until the spring rains came, thawing out the Mississippi River, and thus they had to leave and declared Fort Mandan finished. The captains throughout the journey named every geographical landmark after a member of the crew. In September, the crew had to ascend through the Rocky Mountains. To them, it is a bitter 11 days it takes for them to cross. The crew ran short of provisions and had to butcher a horse for food. On the brink of starvation, the entire crew made it out of the mountains. In late September, the Nez Perce debated on what they were going to do about the strangers who suddenly appeared on their land. They decided to befriend the crew, and the chief of the Nez Perce shows the crew how to hollow out pine trees to make new canoes. In early November, they travel down to the Columbia River, where Clark and the crew see the end of land and see the Pacific Ocean, where Clark makes his famous journal entry, "Ocean in View, oh, the joy." Now there's a crucial decision that must be made on where to camp for the winter. The captains decide to bring a vote to the crew, where the first time a woman and a slave are allowed to vote. The majority decided to cross the south side of the Columbia River and set camp where they built Fort Clatsop and wait out the winter. There's only 12 days throughout winter where it does not rain. After the winter, they began to trek back and camp with the Nez Perce again until the snow melts on the Rocky Mountains before they cross it again. It takes them 6 months to return. Lewis and Clark take different rivers part of the way to cover more land. They return as heroes and to what is compared to then as now to the Apollo 11 mission to the moon.